Welcome back to another Friday edition of The Good Stuff right here on your local radio station, like Bowman, North Dakota's KPOK 1340 AM and Miles City, Montana's KYUS 92.3 FM and KMTA 1050 AM. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, and we're into the month of June now. Want to remind you that Tri-State Livestock News, they have the horse industry, also a vital part of their Tri-State Livestock News. Horse and rodeo enthusiasts turn to them weekly for horse sale results, rodeo news, and upcoming events. Breeders utilize the paper to market their stallions, broodmares, weanlings, and trainers use it to advertise their performance horses. You know the Tri-State Livestock News because it's what ranchers read.
Mike, I've got a great store to tell you about. It's Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or you can make an appointment by calling 605-642-5884. They have great stuff there, and it's just the kind of place that you can wander around. You think you've seen things, and as you go another round, you find a whole bunch of new items. They've got craft items, antiques, and collectibles. It's just, like I said, a great store. Yesterday's Antiques, downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
What do you have to share with us today for the good stuff?
You know, I have something from Yvonne Hollenbeck, a dear friend.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's branding time, and I know we're wrapping up with branding time, so I think a lot of people will appreciate this. It happens mostly in the spring when all the calves are here. Excitement builds as plans are made for branding time each year. The rancher calls a list of names he's jotted in his book. The wife starts making plans for all the things she has to cook. He lines up all the vaccine. She bakes a dozen pies. The day before they set up pens, she feeds a dozen guys. Then, finally, branding day arrives. He's lined up quite a bunch. She's lined up dinner, supper, and in between, the lunch. The more help that the rancher has, the more she has to do. It takes a lot of beef and beans to feed a branding crew. Did I mention that one feller who brought along a brat? He said his wife could use a break. She wished she'd thought of that. After hauling chairs and tables and cooking several days, the big day's finally over as she goes to bed and prays. If she should die before she wakes, she hopes she never has to bake another cake, another pie in that big ranch up in the sky. But soon the roosters crone as another day begins, and she's making plans for next year when it's branding time again. Again, that's Branding Time by Yvonne Hollenbeck.
I have just a couple of quotable quotes. I always like these to find out what other people are thinking about. This is from Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. And he says, "If we could read the secret history of our enemies, we should find in each man's life sorrow and suffering enough to disarm all hostility." And also from a classic crossword puzzles, "The average person can easily see both sides of a question if his pocketbook or prejudices are not involved." And one more from Hugh Mulligan from Associated Press a while back. "What I do today is important because I am exchanging a day of my life for it." So take every day, one day at a time, and live it to the most. And Kim, do you have something else for us?
I do. From the famous childhood nursery rhyme, this is going to ring a familiar bell. "There was a crooked man. There was a crooked man who walked a crooked mile. He found a crooked sixpence against a crooked stile. He had a crooked cat who caught a crooked mouse, and they all lived together in a little crooked house." And then this was later added. "But then this crooked man wore a crooked smile that made me aware he was happy all the while. This crooked little man stood taller than the rest. He took what life had given him and in return gave his best."
Kim, what happened to those rearranging words that Perry Shaw sent to us?
Well, actually, we have more to share, and they're so clever.
Let's share some more then.
Okay, so dormitory. If you rearrange the letters, guess what you can come up with?
Dirty room.
Oh, you cheated. You peeked.
I looked
at
it.
Okay, slot machines. What happens when you rearrange those letters, Smarty?
Cash lost in me.
Animosity.
When you rearrange the letters to animosity, you get is no amity.
Okay. I like this one. Election results. When you arrange these letters, it's lies. Let's recount. Are you serious?
Ooh, that's a more recent one, isn't it?
Yeah, that is just, these are hilarious.
Do you have any more?
Yeah, snooze alarms. When you rearrange the letters for that, it says, alas, no more Z's.
Oh, man, I can't believe somebody put all the time and effort. One more.
Okay, a decimal point. When you arrange those letters, it's I'm a dot in place.
Folks, if you want to try your hand at rearranging letters, send those to us at kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.